Proclamation number 8693, dated the December 5th, 1963. Effect of misguided teachings in the beyond. Many more errors will still have to be corrected by May if human beings are to live in truth. People's thoughts are thoroughly led astray. One misguided teaching leads to many other misguided teachings, and people cannot escape from them. They are representing a truth which was given to them by people who did not have the truth themselves because their spirit was unenlightened. And countless souls enter the spiritual kingdom in this lightless state. Even then they still defend their doctrines and cannot be convinced that their reasoning was wrong, and will remain wrong as long as they do not accept a light which shines for them in the beyond too, but which they have to accept of their own free will. The battle between light and darkness even rages in the kingdom of the beyond, for time and again the beings of light try to kindle a light for those of dark spirit. But their endeavor is frequently in vain since the souls hold on to their misconceptions. And yet, the latter cannot understand why they do not experience beatitude although they believe to have done everything on earth in order to gain it. And as long as they do not understand that my will is in fact different from what they are told on earth, as long as they do not realize the irrelevance of what had been demanded of them, as long as they do not recognize that I make other demands on people than to comply with ecclesiastical customs and external appearances, that I only expect love from people and only assess a person in accordance with his degree of love and that his beatitude will depend on his degree of love, the souls will not experience an enviable fate, even if they are not languishing in deepest darkness. But they argue and do not comprehend the state of their wretchedness. Indeed, they frequently reproach themselves for not having sufficiently fulfilled the ceremonies and humanly decreed commandments, and as a result are not yet admitted into beatitude. It could be thus in a very short time if only they would accept the light being's teachings or accept a small light where the ray of light is transmitted to earth, where purest truth is distributed and avidly accepted by all famished souls. But they are just as stubborn in the kingdom of the beyond as they were on earth and reject everything which disagrees with their opinion, and the adversary still has immense power over these fanatics. For even in the kingdom of the beyond they fail to help each other, which would increase their degree of love and decrease their rejection of light. They cannot make any progress in the spiritual kingdom because love is the strength that helps the soul to ascend in the spiritual kingdom too. But love is also the light, and even in the kingdom of the beyond they can love each other, for in a state devoid of bliss there is still hardship and misery, and one soul will always be able to help another. Then the soul's thoughts will become ever more enlightened. They will question each other and will certainly receive an answer. But love always comes first, and those souls' big spiritual misconception rests in the fact that they superseded love by what human folly had elevated into a divine doctrine, that they always complied with human demands first and ignored divine demands. And their condition will never change unless they put love first and, due to the loving will to help other souls, begin to recognize the pure truth, which will then give them unlimited beatitude. It is for this reason that every human being, whose thoughts had been misguided on earth but whose will to love and to take action had reached a high degree, will suddenly realize the truth in the kingdom of the beyond and will readily let go of misconceptions. He will endeavor to pass his knowledge on to other souls because he recognizes the immense harm caused by error and because his love urges him to help alleviate spiritual blindness. His influence can be extraordinarily beneficial because he had held the same thoughts on earth which he now can justify to be wrong, and therefore be successful with souls who just listen to him. Error is the worst poison for human souls, and the fight of light against darkness will therefore continue relentlessly, and one day the light will surely win. The human being, however, is free to choose between light and darkness. He will not be forced and can make a free decision, but everything will be done to make him aware of the truth while he is still on earth. But the beings of light do not cease their efforts even in the beyond, for only the soul who knows the truth can become blessed. Amen.